This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJ V Show. We thank you for joining us. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. That's what the DJ V stands for. Dougie is out today. It's Ladies Day. Jay Kirshner is here. And Phil McGeehan, the bravest man in radio, sitting with the three of us ladies as well. And we start off with a new poll, Jay and Victoria, that suggests that a majority of Americans say that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is still ahead of us. Now, you know, we all have different experiences.
That's exhausting.
It is exhausting. But I believe, like, I don't know, let's just go back to May for a second. When people were feeling pretty good, right? I mean, I'm not alone here. There was optimism. People were taking off the mask. People were getting vaccinated.
We went
vaccinated.
Right out to dinner. We were excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of like getting back to, do I dare say the N-word, like normal. Mm-hmm. Well, now we've seen the Delta variant cases surge. Now, it's supposed to be less deadly but much more contagious, right? The average person who gets the Delta variant gets COVID. They spread it to 9 people as opposed to 3 people with the last version of COVID. So it's more contagious. Breakthrough cases of the vaccine, all of that. That's led people, and this new poll that was done by Axios, reported by them, said that 54% of respondents said that the worst is still ahead of us. That's compared to 46% who said the worst is behind us in a new poll that was released this week. The number is a stark decline in just the past few weeks in the number of Americans who believe the worst days of the pandemic are over. In the beginning of July, 70% of respondents told Harris, they're the ones that were conducting the poll, that the worst of the pandemic was behind us. But last week, 56% said the same thing, and that was a 14-point drop. Now, obviously, it's not just a story about the virus, but we're also watching local and federal governments react to this, right? I think that many people think that closures, shutdowns, more mandates, that that's very possibly going to be on the, you know, on the horizon, especially as we get into the colder months. And that is bumming people out. What's the mental health impact to all of this?
Right. And then what about schools? Because I think, I don't know about California, but I know all the other, I'm in New Jersey, and my friends have little ones and our teachers in New York. So everybody's back in person, full time, no remote learning. We just talked to a friend of ours last night who's a teacher in New Jersey, and he said it's full time. There's no remote learning option anymore. And he said it's everybody back in the classroom full time. Now, if we know that younger kids are now getting COVID more than they did in the beginning, and so the Delta variant seems to go after, you know, the younger kids more, mostly also too because they're, you know, not vaccinated. So as typical of any virus, it looks for a host, you know, that it can easily attach itself to. So kids are going to be a problem, I think, this fall. Unless they get a vaccine that's approved for kids, you know, ages, what, 5 to 12? Because I think right now under 12, there's nothing that's approved. So, yeah, I mean, I think all of us can agree that as soon as the vaccine, you know, sort of got announced in December or January, when it started rolling out, there was a huge, you know, at least in our circle of friends and family, there was a real sense of there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And now I feel like we're going back into the tunnel, and I have no idea what that's actually going to mean for all of this fall. Is this another Thanksgiving that's canceled? Is it another Christmas that's canceled? I don't know. But it is exhausting to even think about it.
And I would say, are we going back into the tunnel naturally, or are we being driven there by reactions? I think, you know, one of the things that has disappointed me most is New York City and Bill de Blasio's decision to ban people who are unvaccinated from using restaurants. And it's not just because people want to go out to dinner or go to the gym. It's also that these businesses have suffered for over a year and a half. And just when they're getting back to normal, now we're going to say, well, we're not going to allow certain people to use your business, to use your service. And I think that is, it's not great for us as we're thinking about recovery. So is it more that? Is it more what we're hearing in the news media? Is it more the government's response to it? Or is it just the medical impact of the virus itself? If we're following the virus itself, most states are still in pretty good shape. I mean, obviously we're seeing some numbers in big cities, but you have to wonder if that's because of people traveling around a little more during the summer. Like, is that going to take care of itself in the fall, or are we going to see these numbers continue to go up? I mean, there's so many aspects to this story. It's not, it's no longer just a medical story, and I think people really feel that. It's not just about health or medicine at this point. It becomes about politics, the media coverage. I mean, there's so many different elements to it.
Yeah. I was surprised that the Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, he said that he regretted approving of a statewide ban on face mask mandates. So it's kind of interesting because, you know, Arkansas is not in good shape in terms of hospitalizations and case numbers. And so he said in hindsight, he wished that he had not made it law. And he said, but it is the law. And now the only chance that we have to amend it is for the courts to say that it was an unconstitutional foundation. Now, if that happens, then that could throw every state that had a mask mandate into play. So I don't know. It's just, it's crazy.
I think it's funny though to me, and I appreciate, I think Asa Hutchinson has done, I think he's actually a good governor. I think he's done a good job. He's done some good things to celebrate. But I think it's funny when people like start to go nuts about say, well, you've banned a mandate. Okay. It's sort of laughable. Like, people can still wear masks in the state of Arkansas. They can still recommend that people wear masks in Arkansas. By saying you're not mandating, it means that you're not asking police to have to enforce this. You're asking people to just do the right thing. And I think it's funny that we get into this way where it's like, oh, well, if we don't have a mandate, the whole state's going to go to heck in a handbasket. Well, not necessarily. You can still make the case.
Yeah, right. But see, that's what surprised me when he said that his quote was, there's an urgent need to enact exceptions to the act. And he said, so public school boards have the flexibility necessary to utilize masks to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in schools. He kind of made it about a school issue. It's not necessarily a school issue, though. I mean, it's not limited to just that. But, yeah, I mean, it's very bizarre that he now, clearly he's seeing some numbers from his health department that are really
scaring him. It gets political. Well, yes, and it also probably gets political because then these people are looking for cover. And this is the danger of having the elected officials, like, in charge of this, right? Because they're constantly looking at their polling numbers or they're looking at what popular opinion is about all this stuff. It's like,
yeah,
we need to take that element out of it and start talking about facts. It's really frustrating. 14 minutes past the hour on the DJB show.
Oil, back and better than ever. Syntec is a premium full synthetic oil option at an affordable price only at O'Reilly. The enhanced formulation of Syntec ensures complete protection against friction, heat, wear, provides defense against sludge and deposits. Syntec, formulated for use in today's engines, and it's available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shop your local store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com to try Syntec full synthetic motor oil for yourself.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
16 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. And the Olympics seem to fizzle. Well, they've been fizzling out a little bit, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ratings are in a free fall. Like everything else that becomes political, it seems like what? The Oscars, football, like everything, people just get tired. Whether they agree with the stuff that they're talking about or not, it's like, ugh, it's enough. There doesn't seem to be a lot of goodwill towards the Olympics this time around.
No, I mean, I haven't seen any Olympic coverage that's live because, you know, the time difference is so crazy. And I think
totally
that's been
makes a difference. Yes.
It does. And I think for NBC to, you know, have all the exclusive rights, I mean, they spend, what, billions of dollars on this. I mean, it's crazy how much money they pay in order for the exclusive rights to cover the Olympics. Normally, the Olympics bring in, you know, 20 to 30 million viewers. They're down, like you said, they're down 51%, 13.5 million viewers. It's, you know, I mean, it's still beating other broadcast networks that are showing, you know, network shows
reruns
or whatever. Yeah. But still, that must be a huge, you know, kick in the pants for NBC. And, you know, I mean, the 13-hour time difference, plus the other thing that really bugged me this Olympics and I ended up giving up, I have Peacock because that's the NBC streaming service, and they have a bunch of events and stuff. But the interface when you go on to Peacock is so clunky that if you're, like, I was looking for the surfing. It's the first time that we've had an American team in the surfing competition.
Yeah.
Surfing is new, you know, to the Olympics this summer. And so I wanted to see that. And I literally had to Google Olympics surfing schedule, and then I got a whole bunch of results, and nothing actually was playable. There was no video component. And so it's little things like that I was like, you know what, whatever. There's a 13-hour time difference. I'm going to know. I didn't even watch the women's soccer team, and normally I watch all their matches, and I didn't even see any of them because they start at 4 in the morning. And so, and, you know, then we're on the air while they're playing and losing.
And
so,
then you know who won by the end.
Yeah. So I don't
know.
Exactly.
I have an idea. What do you think of this, Jay? I have an idea to fix the Olympics. Let's make it like Celebrity Big Brother. Instead of focusing just on the events, let's follow the athletes in Olympic Village. Let's follow them with their interactions with each other. And then we could have, you know, we could have the events as part of the episode.
The fact that this is not already some kind of series on Instagram or YouTube is kind of astounding.
Right? I mean, I think it'd be like...
Why has nobody thought of this?
Big Brother or Jersey Shore.
At least TikTok, right? I mean, it needs to be somewhere.
I don't know. I feel like that would solve things. It would bring more younger people in because it would be a little... I mean, you know this. Like, there's some salacious stuff that happens during the Olympics, right? A lot of...
Yes. I think the biggest...
Co-mingling.
Except for Simone Biles being, you know, a major headline this week.
Yeah.
You know, there was a big party that got broken up, and everybody was in violation of all kinds of COVID restrictions, and they were all boozing it up, and, you know, they still handed out, like, 200,000 condoms. So, I mean, it's like Bone Central, right? That's what the Olympic Village is.
That's why people train for the Olympics.
Forget about Love Island.
I know. This is what I mean.
Love Village.
Get a reality show going here. Guys, come on, NBC. Just hit the DJV show with 5%. Then we'll have a good show.
Created by. Yep.
Created by the DJV show. NBC's TV audience for the Summer Olympics down 45% from the Rio Games in 2016. And viewership in primetime, even worse, down 51%. I think you're right. It has a lot to do with the timing, where the events are, plus the fact that it's just been a weird year. You have delays from the Olympics from last year. You have people wondering why Russia and China are competing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that put together, I think, is a big mishmash.
Snooze fest.
Exactly right. 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Oh, we still have 30 seconds. I was wondering. My clock's a little ahead of the game. But now we can say.
Now it's officially.
Now it's. I love it when they're like, hey, clock isn't right. You gotta go back. Well done, Phil. It's called Play Some Music. It's all right. Ladies' Day, they give us a pass here on the DJV show. Now officially at 21 minutes past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Dougie is out today. The ladies are in, and every day at this time, we see what is trending. And don't forget, you can follow us, and you should, at DJ V Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Tell us hi. Tell us what you're thinking. Jay Kirshner is in charge of all of our platforms, and it's been sad times, but after a lot of pressure from the media, former President Obama, well, I guess he's not having a 60th birthday party after all, Jay?
Not the big blowout that was planned with, you know, 500 top celebrities, a staff around 200. It's just going to be an intimate family and very, very close friends affair. Maybe not even close friends, just family. No word on what the new number will be. But some of the celeb guests that were supposed to be attending that got their disinvite, that were disinvited, they're already on Martha's Vineyard.
That's so sad.
And so they already made their trek there for the party.
There were big names. Like, Oprah was there, right? Steven Spielberg was supposed to be.
Yeah, George Clooney. John Legend was going to be performing, I believe.
Wow. That's a real bummer. You know what stinks? Is that the reason that he canceled is because the media picked up on this and they started going nuts. Now, look, we laughed, and we were laughing about having a super spreader event of 700. Obviously, it's kind of funny because it's just the irony of the situation. But I want him to have his party. It's outdoors. A lot of people are vaccinated. I think we need more of this and less of the fear-mongering. I wish that we could all have parties. Like, if Obama gets to have a party, we should all be able to have parties.
Can you imagine? That's true. Can you imagine the pressure, though, that he probably was under to cancel this party? You know, I mean, it's unfortunate because it would just look really bad if anybody, you know, ends up being, if this ends up being a super spreader event, you know, it's, the optics of that. And that, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever, you know, it's just, it looks bad. Well, so people are being extra cautious, I think, and just canceling stuff.
And especially anybody in politics, and as him being the 44th president, he is very much going to be under scrutiny. So it probably is the better idea, or at least postpone it, have a big blowout celebration later. How many people got married really quickly? They just kind of eloped, and then they actually had the planned wedding celebration. They just moved it.
Right.
Some people are still waiting to have their big blowout wedding.
We're missing so many opportunities for unity and for unifying. It would have been nice if somebody would have come out and said, you know, and probably a lot of it is the hypocrisy, right? When you are in public life and you say something about one person, then people are going to hold you accountable for the same thing. It happens. It's natural. But wouldn't it be nice for people to come out and say, you know what? Obama is doing, he's really not violating any laws. He's having an outdoor event. People are vaccinated. There's plenty of space. It's not like he's doing it indoors in a gymnasium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We should celebrate the fact that we can use that and get back to our own lives. But no one wants to do that because they still have to have the element of control, right? Government's making decisions for us. The other opportunity that I think would be so smart, and my dad's been saying this to me. He said, you know, if Joe Biden gets on the phone, maybe his administration, and calls Donald Trump and says, why don't we do an event together where we talk about the importance of getting a vaccine? Wouldn't that look good? Wouldn't that end some of the distrust about the Democrat-Republican thing? I mean, it just seems like
that was asked of Jen Psaki. I don't know if you saw that question, but someone said, you know, is the administration going to reach out to President Trump to do a PSA about getting the vaccine?
Because he was eliminated from it. He was left out of the presidential one.
Well, she said that her answer was, well, the other living former presidents have just done it on their own volition, so he's free to do it anytime he wants.
The truth is they didn't. I mean, the one that is airing right now is, if you've seen it, it's Bill Clinton, it's Obama, and it's George W. Bush all standing together in front of, I think they're in front of the Capitol. But, I mean, clearly you'd have to ask to invite Trump. I think they're missing an opportunity, and I think Trump would then be on the line to have to say yes or no to do it. And I actually think he might say yes with the pressure on.
Yeah, so, I'd like to see that happen.
Maybe that's a story for our platforms, our Facebook platform.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit back on President Biden Wednesday after Biden criticized him and other Republican governors for banning mask mandates.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border.
Biden suggested that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. A tumbling incident last Thursday involving the International Space Station may have been more serious than initially reported. A Russian research module called Naka docked on the underside of the more than 900,000-pound orbiting space station. Then the module inadvertently fired one of its propulsion thrusters while docking, pulling down the rear of the ISS, prompting NASA officials to declare a spacecraft emergency after performing 1.5 backflips. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Supreme Court in June said the CDC does not have the power to impose an eviction moratorium. On Tuesday, the CDC extended the moratorium to early October. That will end up in a constitutional showdown. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC has announced a new ban on evictions running through early October, applying to areas of the country with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19. The previous federal ban had expired at the end of July after a Supreme Court ruling that the executive branch didn't have the power to extend that ban and that Congress would have to take action. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the administration's most recent actions are unconstitutional. The California Republican tells Fox News that the president bent to the will of a minority in his party to impose the new ban.
Well, it wasn't just the president said it, the Supreme Court said it. And then the White House went back and told Congress that they had to take action. Nancy Pelosi couldn't put it through. And because some socialists in Congress protested, they bent the knee. But what's really telling here, regardless of where you stand on the issue, we believe in the rule of law. They know this is breaking the law, but they are doing it. They're breaking the Constitution. That's breaking the foundation of the institution of who we are.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night. Earth's spin has been slowing little by little since it formed about 4.5 billion years ago. That slowing is good, says Gregory Dick, a microbiologist at the University of Michigan. It means days are getting longer, which helps some bacteria produce more oxygen. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The DJV Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug, he is not. He's out today, but he'll be back on our next program. In the meantime, Ladies' Day. And we're having fun, ladies. We've got to do some entertainment news. Just take a break from COVID and Cuomo and all the bad news. I saw this story trending yesterday, and Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, they're working on a project with Sam Elliott, Victoria, that is a prequel to Yellowstone. Now, admittedly, I have not watched Yellowstone.
I have not either.
I have heard a lot of friends who are loving this show. They are obsessed with Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's the number one show on the Paramount Network, which is a TV network as well as Paramount Plus is their streaming aspect. And so, yeah, I mean, this is the Kevin Costner. He's in the lead role. It's actually got a pretty impressive cast. And so this is going to be a prequel to the current Yellowstone. And so Sam Elliott, who is, like, born to be a cowboy, right?
Of course. You have a role for cowboy, insert Sam Elliott, yes.
Right. I mean, he's just legendary. So he's going to join Faith Hill and Tim McGraw on the new sequel or prequel. It's called 1883, which already gives me heart palpitations because I don't like old Western stuff. And, like, really? It's like, what do you do without technology and Google? And, like, I kind of get a little, you know, remember that show, The 1800s House on PBS?
No, but do they, like, live like these?
They take a modern, it's my worst nightmare. It's like waterboarding to me. They take a modern family and throw them in this rickety old house from the 1800s, and they have nothing except what would have been available to them in the 1800s. It's terrifying.
That does not sound fun. People pay to go live like that. They go to those retreats for that.
I bet it's relaxing.
Is it, though?
No.
I'm stressed out.
Except for making your own butter and stuff like that, I think if you're laughing.
Yeah,
Having technology, we've become so inundated with technology. We have no quiet moments left, right? I mean, all the quiet moments are gone. We don't, you can create them, but it's hard. Social media, the phone, text messaging, it all follows you.
But, like, you can't even go to a grocery store. Like, what do you even do for food? Like, I would just be the worst. I could not. I could not handle this.
Says the true city girl. What do you
I know.
Food?
I mean, I would be so lost. So, anyway, so this is an MTV Entertainment Studio production. And so this new prequel, 1883, is going to follow the Dutton family as they embark on a journey west through the Great Plains towards the last bastion of untamed America. Worse. They said it's a stark retelling of the Western expansion where, like, everyone died. So, I don't understand.
I guess we know how it ends, is what you're
saying. Yeah, so Faith Hill, Tim McGraw are going to be playing a married couple. Sam Elliott is going to be playing Shay Brennan, and he has the Herculean task of guiding a group from Texas to Montana. So, I think it's exciting for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. They've done a few movies together, right? Like Hallmark kind of movies?
I don't know.
I don't believe so. I mean, Tim McGraw is a great actor, but
he's a really
Faith Hill, the only thing I can think of, it was her short stint on Stepford Wives. Do you remember that one with Matthew Broderick and Nicole Kidman? That is the only thing I can place her on.
Yeah, I was trying to think about it when I saw that she was going to be in it. I haven't seen her act. Tim McGraw, I think, is fantastic.
He's great.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Dwight Yoakam, country stars who can also really act. And so I'm excited to see what Tim McGraw can do. But, yeah, this will be a first for Faith Hill. I kind of love, though, that their marriage has still lasted and
it's
going strong and that they actually want to work together. Usually after 20 years of marriage, you're like, okay, see you later.
Right.
I'll see you in 6 months. I'm going to work on a project. But not these two. They're fine working together.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. And they're, the first time I saw Tim McGraw in a movie role, remember that movie where Gwyneth Paltrow played the country star who was like a drunk and had all kinds of issues?
Mm-hmm.
And he was her manager.
True Heart or something like that? I can't remember. Yeah, I
don't remember. Yes. It was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I mean, I know a lot of people kind of railed against it and said it was a terrible movie.
It was a Razzie Award winner that year.
It might have been. But honestly, her performance was actually really good. I think the script was really stupid and nonsensical. But Tim McGraw was such a standout. That was the first time I'd ever seen him in anything. And he was just such a natural that I became an instant fan of his acting. So I think to see Tim and Faith together, and of course I love Sam Elliott, I might actually give this a chance and see if like my blood pressure can remain normal while watching 1883. But I mean, I get like people who get like claustrophobic, like that's how I feel about old timey stuff.
That's funny. You need access to all the modern amenities.
Yes!
All right, well, that is Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, a new special that they're going to be doing, the prequel to Yellowstone. Now, ladies, this study had me laughing, and I've been meaning to bring it up to you for a while. This is from BYU University, and they did a survey to find out if kids who embrace princess culture were more likely to have progressive views about women, maybe, who are less susceptible to toxic masculinity. What does the role of Disney princes play on young kids growing up? There are a lot of parents who don't want their kids exposed to this. So as kids, were you guys Disney princes? I feel like, Jay, you were into the Disney stuff.
Totally. I was belting out Ariel, the Little Mermaid soundtrack every day of my young life.
Victoria,
I sometimes float around the kitchen when I'm pretending to clean and start singing, and I'm like, oh.
Were you a Disney princess type, Victoria?
I loved Ariel, and I loved Beauty and the Beast. I mean, like, I was obsessed. I love Aladdin. I mean, all of those movies I was heavily, heavily into. And, you know, even when I was too old to be into it, I was still into it. And Lewis, a couple years ago, we were flipping through the channels, and Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon movie, was on. And he was about to continue scrolling through. And I was like, oh, don't you dare. It's Beauty and the Beast. And he was like, who are you? He's like, oh, my God. I love all of it. But I also was such a tomboy as a kid that I was, like, the only girl playing football with all the guys. So I don't know. I never had, like, I need a knight in shining armor. You know, I appreciate all of those, and I think it's really cute and romantic. But I don't know that it shaped my viewpoints as I got older. But I guess it could. And I know a lot of moms, right? Like, a lot of young moms now don't want their daughters having anything to do with any of the right. Disney stuff.
Oh, Jay, you were just shame. Jumping? No, I was just going to say, Victoria, you said you're a tomboy. Were you a tomboy or were you an athlete?
An athlete.
There you go.
Look at you.
So you're going woke on you. You don't like the term tomboy?
No, I'm okay with Tom. I'm okay with the term tomboy.
I don't know what it means.
You were a tomboy person.
When I was younger, I was always called a tomboy because I was typically the only girl on the sports teams. And then I would make the comment, my mom goes, you're not a tomboy, you're an athlete. Because I really wasn't a tomboy. I wasn't out playing in the dirt unless I was slide tackling in soccer. I liked girly stuff. I just also played sports. And for whatever reason, people labeled me tomboy. So she was like, nope, you're an athlete.
Your mom is awesome because that's exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. And actually, that's the thing. Like, you know, when I was a little kid and I would be, you know, playing with all my brother's friends in the backyard, and then I would go in, you know, into the house, and then we'd go out to dinner or go out somewhere, and I would have, like, the pinkest, frilliest dress that was my choice. So, like, I confused a lot of people, I think. But, yeah, you're right, Jay. I loved all the girly stuff, but I also loved all the athletic stuff.
I know this is not a shock to any of you. I am.
Jen was full on glitter.
I was not a tomboy.
Was there a lot of puppy paint sweatshirts in your childhood?
She had like her own Etsy before Etsy existed.
100%. I had the bedazzler. I had the puffy paint business. I mean, I was really big things happening.
When I think of glitter, I literally think of Jen Horn.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I'll take it.
Well, inextricably linked.
We're going to talk about this survey because I think this is interesting. Is princess culture ruining little girls? A lot of people will tell you that. This new survey says that it might actually have a positive impact. So we'll have the results for you as DJV show continues at 43 minutes past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
can broadcast the breaks here on the DJV Show. Dougie out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. We were saying off the air that Sleeping Beauty, who I appreciate because she got to take a nice long nap, was kind of victimized by a prince who went around kissing her. And, you know, maybe this is Andrew Cuomo's new excuse, right? He says, you know, I thought that's what you ladies liked.
It's generational.
To kiss you right
I got my leather jacket from the 70s. I drive a 67 muscle car. I mean, this is what we do.
From what generation is the nipple ring from? Because that really has to go on Andrew Cuomo.
That was debunked, right? That it wasn't.
No, I thought it was true.
No.
Did he have one or not?
No, it was debunked. It was like a
shadow
in the pictures.
So what was that thing sticking out of? Because I thought I saw it on multiple. Well, in any case, it was gross. Whatever I saw, it wasn't looking good.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a survey out about Disney princesses. A lot of people say princess culture is ruining women. Well, they did a survey. It's a small one. 307 children who were surveyed in 2016, and then they were surveyed again this year in 2021 when they entered their preteen or their early teen years. And the survey initiated at BYU found that earlier survey participants who were highly engaged in princess culture, which is funny, had grown to have positive views on gender equality, including societal roles, relationships, career, and education opportunities. Take that, you princess
ears.
Wow. Ha ha! They said.
I mean, this was a definite movement by a lot of moms.
Yeah.
Like all of my friends who had daughters, like everybody was like, "No Disney princess for her." I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
You know,
I still like
Aladdin. And I played with Barbies a lot as a kid, and everybody was like, "Oh, Barbies ruin everybody. They give you body image issues." But you know what? Barbie was like the queen of ambition, and this is what the survey says. She says it tells these princess roles. Tell boys and girls that they can be all sorts of different things and that they're not supposed to be just one thing, which can be powerful. And I swear that's the argument I make about Barbie, because Barbie was like, I mean, she's me. She has 12 million jobs. You know, she was an astronaut. She owned an ice cream shop. She was a rocker.
She was a veterinarian.
Yeah, I know. And so she gives girls hope that you can do all of those things. The survey also says that princess culture gives women key storylines where they're the protagonists. They're following their dreams, helping those around them, and becoming individuals who aren't prescribed a role because of gender. So
right. I mean, if you look at just Aladdin is one of my favorites. But if you look at the role that Princess Jasmine plays, she refuses to be in an arranged marriage. She refuses to marry anyone that she isn't in love with. Then
right.
She ends up with the pauper who had, you know, because he's not a prince. She breaks the rule anyway. You know, I think that Princess Jasmine is probably one of the strongest females of the whole Disney franchise. I don't know. I never saw anything wrong with it. I think that what's the point of having, like, fairy tales and books that we read as kids? Like, what's the point? Are we just going to scrap all of that and everything, it has to be a biography?
Mm-hmm. I know. Everything has to
Come
be
on.
Factual, nonfiction.
Yeah.
Well, then that takes away TV, too. And how many channels?
Well, and it also takes away anyone's imagination. And when
Anything's
kids are little...
Fun. Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just reading, you know, science stuff, okay, that's great, but where's the imagination? Where does that come into play? And I think that it's fostered at a young age from listening to fairy tales or any of the scary stuff that those Germans wrote. What are the, you know, the...
and the crazy...
Right?
Hans Christian Andersen and all of those crazy fairy tales,
the,
right.
The Brothers Grimm or whatever
the brothers.
The Grim Reapers.
This is also good news for boys. So, Jay, let Mac hang out and read some princess stories. They say boys who are exposed to princess culture earlier in life tend to do a better job expressing emotion in their relationship.
Oh,
ooh,
that's
he's
good.
Very up on Rapunzel, so we're good.
Awesome.
Let down your hair. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's DGV Health Time and questions for Dr. Ken. Let's start with some Alzheimer questions. Apparently, there is focus on, because there is research on, Ken, what happens if you are living in a place where the air quality is good. I guess I would say Colorado, or my question would be, is Colorado better in avoiding dementia than living, let's say, in New York City or Los Angeles?
Air quality is very important in preventing dementia. And, Doug, there's an Alzheimer Association International Conference this week. And one of the reports that's going to come out, we're going to see a lot of information this week about Alzheimer's, is that if you improve your air quality, your cognition, your ability to think and remember is going to improve. If you have spent much of your life in better air quality, your risk of getting Alzheimer's is less. So it seems like, and it makes sense, that there is something about breathing good, clean air that helps your brain last longer as you get older.
All right. The question comes from some, I saw this in one of the medical journals myself, that women who are surgeons are at greater risk of losing their babies if they're pregnant. Is that because of what goes on in the operating room? Why would it, what's in the room? Are there x-rays and things that would be a problem? Why would that be?
Well, if you read that, you know, that's probably a correlative study. It's not powered well enough to identify the actual item. So you and I trying to figure that out would be doing nothing but speculating, which is what scientists don't like doing. So what, and this is how science works. If that's in fact true, then they'll design experiments to figure out, as good detectives, what the possible culprits can be, and then isolate it. I mean, we certainly could imagine they're exposed to anesthesias in the air, and they're on their feet a lot, but they're under stress. You know, all of these items are possible, but you have to do good science to isolate it, and this is what medical detectives love doing and answering. So stay tuned. I'm sure that the next discovery will be determined and developed and organized, and we'll answer that question.
All right. So if you had a parent, Dr. Ken, and this person needed care, would you put them in a nursing home? Are there safety concerns? We see a lot of things about nursing homes and malpractice. I guess, is it dependent on the individual home? How does a person make a decision to put one of their parents or both of them in a quote-unquote nursing home?
Well, there are different levels of care. And if your parent or anyone needed high levels of nursing care around the clock, there are times where you don't have any choice because this becomes a full-time job. And unless you're an RN, you can't do the job. So those who need skilled nursing services need to be in a skilled nursing center. Now, there are different levels of care in a so-called nursing home, and only a small fraction fall in that level. So that level, I think you have to just find a high-quality one. If you need less care, then you have to determine whether the people in the family are able, willing, available to do it. And most families think they would like to do it, and then when they try to do it, they realize how hard it is to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why few families are able to do it, to provide any level of long-term chronic care to their parents, because it's not easy, and especially as time goes on. And that's why they find other nursing home centers that give off less amounts of care. You have to match the needs of your parents to the type of center. And then you have to go and find the quality and do the diligence to see how good they are. And in the world of COVID, it takes another level. The problem with the nursing homes, the original part of COVID, was that sick people were put back into the nursing homes more.
All right, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 Pat.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.